This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You've seen the pictures, right, from San Francisco yesterday? Orange skies, so dark from wildfire smoke, it's like the sun never even bothered to come up. Up in the mountains and the foothills, all up and down the West Coast, fires like the ones we are having now are becoming the new normal. And capitalism has noticed. In a lot of places, it's getting increasingly expensive to insure a home against fire damage. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on that.
Californians living in areas with high wildfire risk increasingly face this predicament. Their insurance policies aren't being renewed.
Insurers, are stressed, and so you'd expect them to pull back on those areas.
Lloyd Dixon is a senior economist at the RAND Corporation. He says in California, Oregon, and Washington, homeowners still have options through what's known as the FAIR plan, basically an insurer of last resort. But he says there are drawbacks.
Often the FAIR plan's more expensive and the coverage is more limited.
But it's some coverage in a shrinking market. Janet Ruiz is with the Insurance Information Institute, a trade association. She says because rates are regulated, some insurance carriers aren't able to charge enough to cover the increasing risk of wildfires.
You can imagine carriers are looking at their books and making sure they have the right amount of money in reserves to pay out claims.
And as climate change accelerates and wildfires on the West Coast keep growing, the historical data traditionally used for rate calculations is just no longer an adequate predictor, says Jeff Slegelmelch. He's the director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University.
So if we're looking at the last 10 years, that's not actually going to give us a very good picture of the next 10 years.
He says as wildfires continue throughout the West Coast, insurance in vulnerable areas will only get more expensive and harder to find. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.